Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to unpack digital transformation strategy, looking at the key trends shaping things as we head into 2025. We've pulled together some key sources to guide you.
Yeah, and when we talk about digital transformation, or DT, it's really important to get past the old idea of just, you know, digitization.
Right, not just moving paper files onto a computer.
Exactly. That's just swapping formats. DT is, well, it's much deeper. It's fundamentally rethinking how your whole organization uses tech, people, processes.
Yeah.
Basically how it works and delivers value.
And it feels like it's shifted from a nice to have to something essential now. Like that retailer example you see a lot. Developing a mobile app or a full e-commerce site isn't just adding a channel.
No, it can fundamentally change or even replace the old storefront model. It's become a business imperative. Survival, really.
And the scale is just massive, isn't it? I saw a projection that the DT market could hit something like, what, $3.3 trillion by 2030?
Around that, yeah. $3,289.4 billion is the number floating around. It's staggering. And managing that kind of change, that level of investment, you absolutely need a solid framework.
Okay, so structure is key. The sources mention these pillars, right? Six of them?
That's right. Six interconnected pillars.
Yeah.
And the sources stress that if one fails, it can really jeopardize the whole strategy. They rely on each other.
That interdependence sounds tricky. What's the biggest roadblock organizations face in getting these pillars to work together? Based on the sources, I mean.
It often comes down to silos. You've got these pillars, customer journey, operational processes, the technology itself, data and analytics, people and culture, and even the core business model.
Right.
And they don't always talk to each other naturally. Like, say you want to change your business model, maybe move from selling things once to a subscription.
Okay.
Well, that immediately impacts your first one. People and culture. You need different skills, maybe a different mindset, and your operations need to support it. If your IT team isn't aligned with HR and ops,
the whole thing just stalls out. Yeah, I can see that.
Exactly.
So breaking down those silos, that must be why the sources really emphasize getting cross-functional buy-in, not just leaving it to the tech guys.
Absolutely crucial. It's not an IT project. It's a business transformation. Mm-hmm. And the other big thing is agility. Moving fast, iterating.
Like using those short sprints.
Precisely. Implement things iteratively.
Yeah.
Learn, adjust. You have to, because the external pressures are intense. Higher customer expectations, competition.
And of course, the huge catalyst was the pandemic, wasn't it? It forced so many companies into a digital shift almost overnight.
Without a doubt. It accelerated everything. No more debating, just doing.
So looking ahead to 2025, what are the big disruptive technologies highlighted in the sources? We hear a lot about AI and machine learning.
Right. AI and ML are key. But the shift now is about them being embedded directly into products and processes.
What does embedded really mean in practice?
It means AI isn't just a separate tool for analysis anymore. It's becoming part of the workflow itself, driving predictive decisions, optimizing things in real time. But there's a catch.
Which is?
Well, embedding all this tech dramatically increases your digital footprint. More connections, more data, more potential vulnerabilities. So cybersecurity isn't just important, it's foundational. It has to be baked in from the start of any new initiative, non-negotiable.
Okay, so AI drives efficiency, but cybersecurity has to keep pace. What about longer-term bets? The sources flag quantum computing. That feels quite futuristic still. Why is it seen as strategic now?
Yeah, quantum isn't for running your email system better. It's for tackling problems that are currently just unsolvable. Think really complex optimization, like in logistics or financial modeling or discovering new materials.
Ah, okay. So the advantage of getting there first is huge.
Immense. That's why governments and major companies are investing now, even though it's not fully commercial yet. They're playing the long game. And alongside that, you see this big push for energy efficiency and sustainability.
Right. The greening of IT.
That's part of it, making data centers more efficient. But it's also about using digital tools to achieve broader sustainability goals across the entire company. Measuring impact, optimizing resource use.
That brings up a really practical point. We're talking big strategic bets like quantum, but also immediate pressures like sustainability. How do you actually prove any of this is paying off? Measuring the ROI for DT seems notoriously tricky.
It really is challenging, which is why the sources hammer home the need for specific quantifiable examples. You can't just talk vaguely about improvement.
Got an example from the source material.
Yeah, there's a good one about automating invoice processing. This company used DT to cut the time per invoice from like 10 minutes down to just 1 minute.
Wow, okay.
And critically, they calculated that this specific automation meant they didn't need 3 full-time positions anymore. That translated to a saving of about $200,000 a year in salary costs, obviously minus what the software cost.
That's tangible. That's the kind of thing that builds momentum.
Exactly. And that ties into the final advice, really.
Yeah.
Don't try to launch some massive 5-year grand plan right out of the gate.
Start smaller.
Yeah. Have a clear vision, absolutely. But start with a pilot project, maybe 3 to 6 months. Focus on those quick wins. Automating a report. Fixing that invoice process. Something that delivers measurable value quickly.
Build credibility. Show it works. Then scale up.
Precisely. It builds confidence and makes the case for the bigger, longer-term changes.
So when you boil it all down, this deep dive really shows that digital transformation isn't fundamentally a tech upgrade, is it?
Not at all. It's much more about shifting the entire organization's mindset, its strategy, its culture. The technology enables it, but it's the human and process change that makes it stick.
That leads perfectly into a final thought. The sources mention human-centric innovative technologies as a key trend. So maybe the question for you, the listener, is this. As you plan your next transformation step, will it primarily serve the systems or will it directly improve the lives of your people, your employees, your customers? Getting that balance right seems like where the real lasting value is going to come from.